Zoe's letter, April 14th. Sorry, this one's late again. I've been spending some more time with Emma to see... Well, anyway, I've been busy. It's so great to hear about your mom and Joe. Tell them congratulations for me, if that wouldn't be too weird. I mean, it's not like I've met them, but you've said they know about me, so... Yeah. I'm glad you talked to your mom. I think that dealing with the situation with Tom will be good for you. And hey, you get two amazing trips out of it. Of course, my summer is cleared out, Zoe. I mean, it's not like I have that much to do anyway, so... If you want me there, I will be there. But let's get something straight. You're not paying for me to go. I'll go with you, but I can pay my own way. Okay? Sunday afternoon it is, then. Since it's coming up pretty soon here, and I might not get your letter beforehand, I'll text you for details, okay? I need to know where and when I'm showing up, after all.
Oh, good. You do still want to do questions?
These are great. So, one. Do banana peppers count as a condiment? If not, then I'll go with spicy mustard. Two. Ugh, everything? Like, even chocolate cake and ice cream. There's nothing that I'd want to eat with everything. If I could have one condiment for savory and one for sweet, then I'd be golden. Savory would be the spicy mustard, and sweet would be real maple syrup. Not that ridiculous fake stuff like Mrs. Butterworth. That's far too sweet. Three. I guess my favorite thing about San Diego is the number of parks close by. That's kind of specific to my neighborhood, but... Four. Oh, goodness. This is hard. Maybe I'd live in Battlestar Galactica. That doesn't seem too bad, as long as you're not one of the main characters. Five. I think I'd be a Slytherin. But not like a Malfoy Slytherin. A nice Slytherin. Like, I can't think of one right now, but I'm sure they exist. Six. I think, well, it's not exactly advice, but I would suggest to my younger self that instead of stewing over it, he should reach out to Mom and find out what the real story is. Instead of just, you know, wallowing in whatever it was. Seven. Demons by Imagine Dragons is pretty relevant to my life right now, though I wouldn't say it's stuck in my head. I don't get songs stuck in my head. No musical talent, you see. I tend to get words stuck in my head more often, and there are a few phrases from Demons that have been chasing each other around, though. So, I guess that counts, right? Eight. Mom and Joe should go with whatever colors they want, because it's her wedding. That said, it'd be nice if you got to wear that dress Gabe made you more than once, wouldn't it? Nine. Pie. Just because you can have more variety. Ten. I wouldn't necessarily say you're torturing me as such, because I don't expect a birthday present from you, but I'm not that great with secrets. I like surprises, but if I know they're coming, I have trouble not ferreting out every detail before it happens. It's okay that you skipped a while with the questions, Zoe. I miss them. Mine tend to be more difficult, make you think. And it's nice to have some silly ones in there for a little while. I'm sorry that you're so exhausted.
I hope it gets better. I mean, I thought it would after Michelle passed, so. Well, I hope whatever it is, you'll feel able to share someday. Future counselor over here needs a practice. It's not a bad thing that I was overwhelmed by your support. It's just, I don't know. But thanks. If I didn't make that clear enough in the last letter, you've been fantastic this past year, and I haven't said it enough. So, thank you for just all of it, okay? Maybe it's a good thing I sound like Ellie, since I'm looking into the same career. And I hear what you're saying. Immersion is touted as a great way to learn a language. A lot of universities have language societies that have meetings where you only speak the language. I actually started going to one to help my Spanish, so I could use it with Mom more. Something like that would give you a chance to be thrown in at the deep end, as you say, for little bits at a time in an environment where you can use English if you get really stuck. Maybe that would be better than getting lost in the middle of the French countryside where nobody speaks English, you know? Of course, I notice when you're upset, Zoe. You let me notice, so I'm here for you, okay? You know what? This time I can say it. See you soon, chica. I can't wait.